You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We've got some positive news to share about a group of Green Bay's Preble High School students. A group of students has organized a fundraiser called Touchdowns for Hope in honor of their DECA advisor, whose mother died of cancer 2 days before the group's national competition last year. Despite the personal loss, that advisor flew to the competition for the week, saying she couldn't let her students down. The Touchdowns for Hope fundraiser will take place at Preble's football game tomorrow night against Appleton West. Students will be selling donated gift baskets with proceeds going to families with children who have cancer. Preble's been surrounded by controversy after police found a gun in a backpack a couple weeks ago, prompting new security measures for the entire Green Bay Area School District. The district's Director of Communications, Lori Blakesley, tells WGBW News the efforts of their DECA students are just one of the many positive ways Preble students show up every day. The Green Bay Packers rank near the top in many areas, but now there's one more to add to the list. The Packers rank among the NFL's top social media powerhouses, according to a recent study. The online betting site PickWise analyzed the performance of every NFL team across TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X for all 32 teams in the NFL to find out which teams are dominating the social media space. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. The study's author says the Packers' high ranking comes from having some of the highest numbers on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X in the league. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about this, but at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. Dolly Parton fans, especially those who are headed to Las Vegas later this year to see her live, will not be happy to hear that the singer is postponing multiple Vegas shows. Dolly Live in Vegas was announced in June and was supposed to run from December 4th through the 13th at Caesar's Palace. The country icon posted on social media that her doctors have told her she needs a few medical procedures, but she did not give details. In the post, Parton made it clear she is not ready to retire and wants to be at her best when she returns. Stay tuned. The only way Taylor Swift will be at this year's Super Bowl will be if she's cheering for Travis Kelce, which would mean the Chiefs end up making yet another appearance. Sigh. Swift announced over the weekend that she will not take the gig for the Super Bowl halftime show. Yahoo Sports reports the NFL failed to meet Swift's demands, adding that the NFL is strict about dictating terms for Super Bowl halftime performers. Here's one of Pete's picks. I was late to the party with the original Dexter, but really enjoyed all 8 seasons. I'm really enjoying Dexter Resurrection. The show has the same mystery of its first incarnation, as well as the solid writing, but the Dexter character has evolved into a caring father, which complicates things for a serial killer. The talented cast that surrounds Michael FLC Hall includes Neil Patrick Harris, Eric Stonestreet, Peter Dinklage, and Uma Thurman. It's worth a look. And in news almost nobody over 30 cares about, Selena Gomez and her fiancé, Benny Blanco, tied the knot after their two-year courtship. The wedding took place last Saturday in California. Gomez announced the news on Instagram over the weekend. Taylor Swift was the flower girl and Martin Short was the ring bearer. Other celebrities who attended included Paris Hilton, and there were some celebs with talent who attended as well, including Steve Martin, Ed Sheeran, and Paul Rudd. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. A big-time director, an all-star cast, and excellent reviews could not keep one battle after another from the top spot at last week's box office. The Paul Thomas Anderson-directed film that stars Leo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina King, and Benicio del Toro opened at the top with $22 million and $48.5 million worldwide. It also set a record as the highest-grossing open of Paul Thomas Anderson's career. Last week's number one, Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, dropped to number three this past weekend with a haul of $7.1 million at the gate. Coming in at number two was G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, which brought in $13.7 million. The Conjuring Last Rites came in fourth place with just under $7 million this week. It's fifth in theaters. And finishing at number five was another new release, horror flick The Strangers Chapter 2, which finished at just under $6 million. Lots of good variety at the box office and more to come. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.